work. This iPad seems to not charge, and I think that might be more of a problem with the my lighter socket to USB adapter thing might just be fucked finally, but it's just not. I've got 9% battery, so this is not, it's not gonna last. I'm gonna have to buy a new one.
Cypress Hill album long before it was released, and it blew my mind. And this happens to be my favorite Cypress Hill song ever. This is called Kill a Man. Good Furious Five.
I'm here at this gas station.
Okay.
Listening to my Furious Five. Please check out my album with Whitey Ford's House of Pain. We're gonna wrap this up with one of my favorite rap songs of all time, basically iconic in the sense that they were the first guys to rock with this Joe Cocker sample that Dr. Dre later made worldwide famous. These guys did it better, I think. This is ultra magnetic, funky. The Furious Five.
Yo, what's up, Cookie?
Yo, what up, Set J?
Yo, what's up, Trap?
What's up, Sad Man?
Oh, boom. Man, he's ready to get bit.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I like this beat you brought.
Oh, told you, buddy.
What I'm gonna do, I'm gonna take it into my ultra laboratory.
We're
now,
hook
it up.
Man,
yo,
it up.
Bust it. Now, that
oh,
phone.
Man.
Matches do you have to play to get your fucking Prime Engram? Because I got my, you know, I, it's lit up, it says like Prime Attunement or whatever the fuck it's called, or it's like, hey, defeat a challenging enemy or play a bunch of Crucible matches. And so I ended up playing like 4 matches. And then I was like, man, I don't want to fucking do this anymore. I mean, I'm 508, I think, now. So I don't know that Blind Well is... Oh, yeah, I guess just, I can go do escalation, go do other stuff, huh?
Thank you.
A nigga told me only rhyme for 19 yo's. Nigga, you should rhyme wherever the spirit goes. Here it goes, lyrical miracles. These are pyramids from the imperial. In theory though, low end scenario. The soundboy Barrio drove me the classic material. Aerial nights, through my mind out of stereotypes. For ethereal heights, I write like Richard. Invisible man picture below with the hieroglyphic of old. Prolific of flow on the walls where the mystics and chemical go. Supreme wisdom in my system is the kick in the dough. I don't rhyme for the sake of
percent battery. I'm afraid I'm not going to be with you much longer.
Nigga, you should rhyme wherever the spirit goes. Here it goes, lyrical miracles. These are pyramids from the imperial. In theory, though, low end scenario. It's sound point.
And this might be the last you hear from me this week.
Aerial nights, through my mind out of stereotypes. For ethereal heights, I write like Richard.
Had a family situation arise that requires some travel, so I'm likely going to be away for a couple of days.
I arrived on a planet, never took the south.
you know, Red Bull is the original, you know, like, praise due to Red Bull. The light of the way, all that stuff, you know. But I like the alternate flavors that a lot of these other drinks are doing, and I don't like Red Bull's alternate flavors very much at all. But I think like regular Monster and regular Rockstar are fucking terrible. But Rockstar Punched is fantastic. This Rockstar Xdurance I got here. I got the blue. The blue is not so good. But Ripped Red is ripped. And it is red. Those Monster Ultras are good. The Ultra Red, the Ultra Blue, the Ultra Violet, Ultra Sun Black, Ultra Sun Business. That's a drink, right? Rockstar Recovery Fruit Punch is pretty good. Lemonade before 10 a.m. feels wrong. It's fruit juice. Fruit juice in the morning. Hooray. That's a fun time for anyone. These Xdurance ones, I think they must have just come out, because I'm now seeing them in more places. First seen on the PAX panel. That was the first time I'd seen them. These motherfuckers have 300 milligrams caffeine. The regular ones only have 240. And then Recoveries, I think, might even have less. No, Monster has less than that. The Monster Ultras are lower in caffeine than... recoveries, pretty sure. Maybe not recoveries, but like punched. Punched has a thing on it saying 240. Yeah, I've definitely seen more Bang around too. The gas station has Bang now. I guess I haven't had all of the Bang flavors, but they didn't seem awesome last time I tried it. What about Bang's pina colada flavor? I hear that's good. For a while, I was getting, big-ass macchiatos with, like, two ad shots in them. And sometimes that wouldn't do anything noticeable to me. Sometimes it would fucking leave me jittery and useless for the rest of the day. Just, like, rolling the fucking dice.